Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 34, Building Emotional Intelligence, the key to better relationships. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful and transformative aspects of personal development, emotional intelligence. In a world where success and fulfillment are often measured by external achievements, we sometimes forget the inner tools that make the greatest impact, how we connect with ourselves and others emotionally. Emotional intelligence isn't just a buzzword or something that helps you feel good. It's the key to building stronger relationships, overcoming challenges, and ultimately creating a more meaningful life. When we understand our own emotions and the emotions of others, we unlock a whole new level of personal power and empathy that leads to growth in every area of our life. Think about it. How many times have you said or done something in the heat of the moment only to regret it later? Or maybe you found yourself disconnected from the people closest to you because you couldn't fully understand or express what you were feeling. These moments are a reminder that emotional intelligence is not only essential, but something we can all develop. In this episode, we're going to unpack what emotional intelligence really means and why it's such a critical factor to personal development. We'll explore the building blocks of emotional intelligence from self-awareness to empathy and look at how mastering these can deepen your relationships and transform the way you interact with the world. Whether you want to improve your personal life, navigate relationships better, or become a more effective communicator, emotional intelligence is the foundation on which everything is built. Let's take this journey together and discover how cultivating emotional intelligence can lead to more fulfilling, authentic connections and a richer, more balanced life. Emotional intelligence begins with self-awareness. It's the process of tuning into your inner world and recognizing the feelings you're experiencing at any given moment. It's not just knowing you're angry, sad, or happy. It's understanding the why behind these emotions. Self-awareness is about seeing the connections between your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, knowing that your irritation in a conversation might stem from anxiety about something completely unrelated, like work stress or personal doubt. Often emotions are layered. For example, a moment of frustration may mask feelings of insecurity or fear of failure. When you develop awareness, you start peeling back these layers, recognizing the underlying emotions that drive your outward reactions. This insight becomes powerful, helping you approach situations with clarity rather than being swept away by the emotional turbulence. Self-awareness also gives you the gift of choice. Once you identify your source of emotions, you can choose to respond rather than to react impulsively. This doesn't mean suppressing or ignoring your feelings, but understanding them well enough to respond in a way that aligns with your values and goals. Instead of snapping at a loved one because you're stressed, self-awareness allows you to take a step back and communicate your feelings without causing unnecessary conflict. In my own experience, I've learned that when I'm emotionally triggered, it's rarely about the surface issue. For years, I would get into defensive arguments, convinced that the other person was wrong. But through cultivating self-awareness, I began to see how much my reactions were tied to deeper feelings of inadequacy or fear of judgment. Realizing this gave me the ability to diffuse situations by addressing the real issue, my own fears, rather than blaming external circumstances. I think we've spoken about Earl Nightingale before and how he famously compared the mind to the garden, saying that what you plant is what will grow. Whether you sow positivity or negativity, the results are inevitable. Self-awareness helps you become the gardener of your mind, pulling out the weeds of limiting beliefs and nurturing seeds of self-compassion, understanding, and emotional growth. When we're aware of our inner world, we stop being prisoners to our emotions and begin guiding our thoughts and behaviors towards something more productive and more fulfilling. Imagine you're driving a car with no awareness of what's going on under the hood. You might push the accelerator, but without understanding what's causing a strange noise or why the car feels sluggish, you'll eventually break down. The same principle applies to our emotions. If we don't understand what's happening internally, we'll struggle to navigate life effectively. But with self-awareness, we gain the ability to steer with intention, making adjustments when necessary and avoiding emotional breakdowns that can derail us. It's crucial to remember that self-awareness is a lifelong practice. You won't master it overnight. It's about constantly checking in with yourself, asking, what am I feeling and where is this coming from? Over time, this practice becomes second nature, allowing you to live with greater emotional intelligence and presence. As you continue on this journey of building emotional intelligence, start by taking small moments throughout the day to reflect on your emotions. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this emotion trying to tell me? By doing this consistently, you'll start to build a stronger connection with your inner self, empowering you to navigate life's challenges with greater ease and confidence. Once you've built self-awareness, the next crucial step in developing emotional intelligence is learning how to regulate your emotions. We often think of regulating emotions as suppressing or avoiding feelings, but in reality, it's about managing them in a healthy, constructive way. It's not about ignoring anger, sadness, or fear, but acknowledging these emotions and choosing how to respond to them without letting them control you. Emotional regulation is like steering a ship through a storm. The waves, your emotions, will inevitably rise and the winds, external challenges, will blow. But how you steer the ship is what determines whether you stay on course. In the past, I would often let my emotions take over, reacting impulsively in moments of frustration or stress. But I've since learned that emotions are not dictators. They're signals. They tell us when something needs attention, but they don't have to dictate our behavior. When faced with a difficult situation, your first reaction might be to lash out, withdraw, or even shut down emotionally. But by learning how to pause and assess the situation, you gain the power to respond thoughtfully. I used to get defensive when I felt misunderstood, especially during difficult conversations. My immediate reaction would be to protect myself by shutting down or becoming overly assertive. It was only in the practice of emotional regulation that I learned to pause, take a breath, and express myself calmly. This not only improved my relationships, but it also helped me navigate tense situations with clarity. One way to regulate your emotions is to practice mindful breathing. In moments of stress or anxiety, focus on your breath for a few seconds, allowing yourself to center and calm down. By doing this, you create space between the emotion and your reaction, giving yourself time to choose a more measured response. It's a simple yet powerful technique that shifts your nervous system from a reactive state to a more grounded one. Another key aspect of emotional regulation is reframing your perspective. Emotions, especially negative ones, are often tied to the stories we tell ourselves. If something goes wrong at work, your immediate thought might be, "I'm a failure," which triggers feelings of inadequacy or self-doubt. But what if you reframe the situation? Instead of seeing it as a failure, view it as a learning experience. This shift in perspective can change how you feel about the situation, helping you move from frustration to resilience. Here's something that changed the way I approach emotions. I realized that we often give too much power to our feelings. Yes, emotions are valid, but they aren't always a reflection of reality. Just because you feel unworthy or incapable in a particular moment doesn't mean that it's true. Emotions are fleeting. They come and go like waves. Once you understand this, you can ride these emotional waves without being overwhelmed by them. Think about the last time you were heated in an argument or felt deeply upset. What if instead of reacting immediately, you had taken a step back and reflected on your emotions? What would have changed? This is the power of emotional regulation. It allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively, creating better outcomes for yourself and those around you. Developing emotional regulation doesn't mean you won't experience difficult emotions. It simply means you'll be better equipped to handle them. By practicing mindfulness, reframing your thoughts, and acknowledging the temporary nature of emotions, you can learn to steer your emotional ship through any storm. This not only improves your well-being, but it also strengthens your relationships, work performance, and overall satisfaction. One of the key components of emotional intelligence is empathy, the ability to understand and share feelings with others. Empathy is often seen as a soft skill, but it's actually one of the most powerful tools you can develop for building stronger connections and fostering meaningful relationships. Empathy isn't just about feeling for someone, it's about feeling with someone, truly putting yourself in their shoes and experiencing the world from their perspective. I used to believe that empathy was about simply acknowledging someone's pain or challenges from a distance. But as I grew emotionally, I realized empathy requires more than just understanding. It requires engagement. It's not about saying, "I feel sorry for you," but about showing up in a way that makes people feel seen and heard. Empathy builds bridges between people. It's the glue that holds relationships together, whether they're professional, personal, or even with complete strangers. Imagine this. You are in a conversation with someone, and instead of waiting for your turn to speak, you fully listen. You're not thinking about how to respond or how to fix their problem. You're simply present with them. In that moment, you're offering something invaluable, space. Space for them to feel safe, understood, and validated. That's the power of empathy. Developing empathy takes practice. One way to cultivate it is by practicing active listening. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to half-listen while our minds wander, distracted by our own thoughts. But when we commit to truly hearing someone, listening not just to the words, but to the frequency and the vibration of the emotions that are behind the words, we deepen a connection with them. Active listening means putting our phone down, maintaining eye contact, and focusing entirely on the person in front of you. It sounds simple, but in practice, it can be life-changing. Another way to nurture empathy is through emotional curiosity. When someone is upset or frustrated, instead of making assumptions, ask questions. Be curious about what they're feeling and why. Often we jump to conclusions based on our own perspectives, but empathy invites us to step outside ourselves and into someone else's emotional experience. It's about asking, "What is this person really going through?" instead of, "What do I think about this situation?" Empathy goes hand in hand with emotional boundaries. It's important to be compassionate and understanding, but also to know when to separate others' emotions from your own. Empathy doesn't mean absorbing someone else's pain to the point where it overwhelms you. It's about holding space for them while maintaining your emotional center. This balance is crucial in preventing emotional burnout and fostering healthy, compassionate relationships. Think about a time when someone truly empathized with you. How did it make you feel? Did it deepen your trust and connection with that person? Now imagine offering the same empathy to someone else. That's the kind of impact empathy has. It doesn't just benefit the person receiving it. It transforms the giver as well. Empathy isn't just about making people feel better. It's about creating a foundation of understanding and respect that leads to stronger relationships, both personally and professionally. In the workplace, for instance, empathetic leaders are more effective because they understand their team's needs and can support them in meaningful ways. In personal relationships, empathy builds trust and emotional intimacy, allowing both people to grow and thrive. As we develop our emotional intelligence, empathy becomes a tool not just for connecting with others, but for deepening our understanding of ourselves. When we're able to see the world through different lenses, we broaden our emotional experience and gain insight into our own feelings and motivations. Another key aspect of emotional intelligence is learning to channel your emotions productively. Emotions are energy, energy in motion, and when left unchecked, they can spiral out of control, leading to destructive behaviors or self-sabotage. But when harnessed, that energy can be a force for growth. For example, instead of letting your anger fester, channel it into a productive outlet, whether that's having a constructive conversation, going for a run, or working on a creative project. By redirecting your emotional energy, you transform it from something that can hold you back into something that propels you forward. Resilience also plays a significant role in emotional intelligence. Life is full of setbacks and disappointments, but your ability to bounce back from those experiences is directly tied to how you regulate your emotions. When faced with challenges, it's easy to become overwhelmed or discouraged. But by cultivating resilience, you can learn to navigate these emotions, adapt to the circumstances, and emerge stronger. It's not about avoiding negative emotions, but about learning to deal with them in a way that fosters growth. Mindfulness is one of the most powerful tools for emotional intelligence. By practicing mindfulness, you become more attuned to your emotions as they arise, giving you the opportunity to respond rather than react. It's about staying present with what you're feeling without judgment, and letting the awareness guide your actions. Mindfulness doesn't eliminate negative emotions, but it allows you to approach them with a sense of curiosity and calmness, which makes them easier to manage. Finally, emotional intelligence isn't just about managing difficult emotions. It's about making space for positive emotions to flourish. When you're able to regulate your emotions effectively, you create more room for joy, gratitude, love, and peace. You're not constantly fighting against your emotions, but rather you're working with them, allowing them to guide you towards a more fulfilling and balanced life. Think of emotional intelligence as your inner compass. It helps you stay grounded during life's storms and navigate your way towards calmer waters. The more you build emotional intelligence, the more resilient, balanced, and empowered you become. By understanding and managing your emotions, you can respond to life's challenges with clarity and intention, fostering deeper relationships and personal growth along the way. As we wrap up today's episode on building emotional intelligence, I want to remind you that this journey is one of continuous growth. Emotional intelligence isn't something we achieve and then move on from. It's a practice that deepens with time and intention. Every day offers a new opportunity to learn about yourself, strengthen your emotional awareness, and cultivate deeper, meaningful connections with others. As you move forward, remember to give yourself grace. You won't always get it right, and that's okay. What matters is that you continue to show up, reflect, and grow. Building emotional intelligence is about progress, not perfection. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Metanoia Madness. If you found this episode helpful or inspiring, please share it with others. Leave a review and subscribe to our YouTube channel and website for more transformative content. Keep cultivating your emotional intelligence, and remember, every emotion is a doorway to deeper self-awareness and growth. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.